Ah, that music gets us going and reminds us that it is Jobs Wednesday, and we bring you what the job situation is for people who are seeking work, maybe seeking to change jobs. We are lucky to be joined by Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce. And thank you so much for coming on our show, Crystal, via phone, I should mention. Everything's being done remotely these days. I'm even remote. I'm actually anchoring from my home. So, but Crystal, we know that you have lots of good information for us to help some people who might be looking for that job.
Yes, good morning, Shannon. It's a pleasure to be with you today. I would say over the last 30 days, we've had 5,700 jobs posted in El Paso County. So our job market is faring well at this time in some industries, let me tell you. So healthcare, again, financial, UC Health hired over 450 positions, financial USAA, our government and government contractors, as well as some retailers in the home space.
That's very impressive. We certainly like to hear that. And I know you've had some virtual job fairs that have gone on, and as well as I think you had even an in-person hiring event or two. Tell us how the response has been.
So our virtual job fairs has been well. Earlier in the month, we had the USAA Community Job Fair, and that's a pretty large one. We had a new platform, which was more interactive, and we were also able to assist the abilities for the Disability Month with the same platform. So we're looking forward to using that for our virtual hiring events that we will start after this week. We'll start with all virtual after the week of Thanksgiving through the month of December. So that is a very easy-to-use platform and allows you to be more interactive with the employers. So we're very excited to have that new platform for our citizens. However, this week, we do have in-person hiring events starting today at 9 o'clock from 9 to noon. We have School District 11 with us. They're looking to hire in their transportation department. They're seeking individuals for part-time positions. You don't have to have experience. They will train you. The position starts at $15.51 an hour and pays up to $18.24. Of course, you have weekends and holidays and summers and evenings off. And you will need to train and get a CDL and CPR, but they will help you and help you pay for that as well. So Thursday, we have Walgreens with us from 9 to noon. They're looking to fill customer service associate positions, shift leaders, and pharmacy techs. Now, those pays range from $12 up to $18.50 an hour. Check our website for the specifics. And then on Friday, we have the Federal Correction Complex from Florence, Colorado with us. They will be having an informational and job fair and resume workshop. You will need to register for all of these different events I just mentioned. And that starts at 9 o'clock sharp.
All right. Some fantastic opportunities for folks if they, like you said, are looking to get hired. I mean, the fact that D11 will help train you to get that specialized license that you need to be a bus driver, I mean, that is really paving the way. So very exciting stuff. And hopefully some people who are out there who maybe are at a jobs crossroad, a career crossroad, maybe they can listen to this and find out if there's something in that to help them out. Again, we want to direct people to your website. They can find out more. They can also, reach out and find out how they go about these various job sites, as well as attending your virtual and in-person job fairs. Again, it's the Pike Peak Workforce Center. Their number, 719-667-3700. And it's ppwfc.org. Crystal Vollmer, always a pleasure on Jobs Wednesday to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Have a great day.